But now I'm still hunting for a bed and pillows and a decent laptop for school and maybe a printer.
Yeah, Mary dearest. You are giving out, tell me I don't know anything about Radiant Online without telling me I don't know anything about Radiant Online vibes.
Radiant Stores has an online store now.
Not just a store. It's Radiant Stores Online Wonderland. A 24/7 treasure trove of beds, phones, laptops, kitchen units, solar, even other trusted brands not found in store. And they deliver within Lusaka for free.
Free delivery? I'm never leaving my house again.
Shop Radiant Online at www.radiantonline.co.zm today. If you haven't found it in store, we definitely have it online.
Radio Stores, inspiring trust since 1981.
Making every moment memorable. Ever.
Don't believe me, just watch.
Phoenix FM.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're number only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntuanzi, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jaliroku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Headlines and dollars for Mozi Overspill residents ran amok following alleged discovery of charms linked to local businessman. Chamaman killed by elephant while protecting crops. And in global news, M23 threatens to boycott peace process over prisoners. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. Residents of Ndola's Pomodi Overspill this morning ran amok following the alleged discovery of suspected charms linked to a known businessman in the area for wealth. According to the residents, a grade 12 pupil at a named school is said to have inherited the charms from his grandmother, who admitted after being interrogated, subsequently naming people that used the charms with him. The irate residents almost burnt down some shops owned by the accused businessman, but swift action by police and military personnel prevented the situation from escalating.
A lot, there's a lot of things there. It's like surrounded with a lot of powder and a lot of substances there. We've been told to say the water from the mortuary has been there as well. Inside the bottle, there's also a bat.
Ingine ba kupikira mu bagayi ba ishwa bino ba ira experience wa kwati ya kupikira mu ya eh but incident ile umfika ati bali bata bali bata en kati mu so 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 na bambu ya wako manje mu kati ya ko ati pali ne mbafu
to waka eno mu lumendo ba tai ba ina na ba msenda ba kapula ba tabe ni wanga ndaba na chile ba china ba shala
pali bebi apsana apsana bizi wange ero ba chimu kata so ato manje to kisi ba kapura ngai ba mutoro pali singa bali ku mare psana na ngwe muri ave na reso ntana
Dom Tueco, Savana Cavalier, for a time, the Raman Parana men, she was Raymond of Kimona, Sava, Savane, she got what a home, Kunaija, she gets out.
However, the accused family has refuted the claims, saying that the charms were mistakenly left in the yard by unknown people. A 23-year-old man from Chizimba village in Chief Kabombo's Kambombos area of Chama District in Eastern Province has been attacked and killed by an elephant. The deceased, identified as Dyson Mukandawere, sustained severe injuries, including a deep cut on his abdomen with intestines protruding, a broken left leg, and a broken left hand. Eastern Province Commissioner of Police Robertson Mwemba has confirmed the incident, which occurred this morning around 05 hours, as the now deceased was on guard duty with his brother, protecting their crops from elephants that have been a recurring threat to the community. Mr. Mwemba explains that when the brothers spotted a herd of elephants approaching their garden, they attempted to flee, but that one of the elephants charged at Dyson, resulting in a fatal attack. He says following the attack, the Department of National Parks and Wildlife was informed, and Chama police officers responded to the scene, where they found the victim already rushed to Chama District Hospital by an ambulance, but unfortunately succumbed to his injuries en route. Mr. Mwemba says a physical inspection of the body at the hospital by police confirmed the severity of the injuries and has since been deposited in the hospital mortuary pending a post-mortem examination. The Young Women Christian Association, YWCA, is calling for unified and concerted efforts to combat the alarming increase in gender-based violence, GBV, cases in the country. According to latest statistics from the Zambia Police Service, GBV cases have increased by 852, totaling 10,170 in the second quarter of this year, compared to 9,318 in the same period last year. YWCA Chingola chapter chairperson Gertrude Mutenda tells Phoenix News that the organization is deeply concerned about the rising number of GBV cases, which call for immediate action. Ms. Mutenda says YWCA is further calling for a collective response to address GBV, starting from household level through massive sensitization. She is also suggesting implementing stiffer punishments for perpetrators to serve as a deterrent, and increasing the role of parents and guardians in educating young people about the dangers and consequences of GBV.
Well, we need to get back to the foundation. We need to get back to whoever. They need to get back to the grassroots and also teach these people that marriage is a yalan. You know, marriage is not for the faint-hearted. You know, it has problems. People need to learn how to sort out those problems. Physical fighting is not the answer to the problem. Communication is the answer. When people learn how to communicate, I think this will come down.
Kitu Mayor Mpasa Mwaya has disclosed that the local authority has lost over 20 million kwacha in revenue collection since the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development suspended its land agency role. Government last year suspended the agency of Kitu City Council to administer land on behalf of the Ministry of Lands due to illegalities of land administration by the local authority. In an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Mwaya says the suspension, which has been in effect for 1 year and 7 months, has significantly impacted the council's operations, particularly the finance department. She explains that the reduced revenue collection has limited the council's ability to disburse funds, affecting its activities, and is therefore appealing to the central government to reconsider the suspension, citing the increasing cases of land encroachment as a pressing concern. Ms. Mwaya has expressed the council's willingness to engage with the ministry to resolve the issue, acknowledging that valuable lessons have been learned from the experience, and it's hopeful that a solution can be found to restore the council's land agency role and improve revenue collection.
For 1 year and 7 months, it means we have not been able to allocate land to any individual or company, meaning that's how long a period we've stayed without collecting any revenue from that planning department. That already translates into huge losses on our local collection, and we've lost out more than 20 million kwacha in that regard, and that's what should have gone towards service delivery as a whole in the district. Finance department is directly affected because it